Judy loved to read, especially during a thunderstorm. And this was one of those days. Outside, the sky was cloudy. The rain was beating down on the roof and running down the window pane. Opening her Bible to the book of Acts, Judy thought, what a good day to read. She felt real good and was very excited because her birthday was only 4 days away. As Judy started reading, a strange new word appeared, one she had never noticed before. Pentecost, she slowly pronounced. On her way to the kitchen, Judy asked slowly and loudly, "Hey, Mom, what's this word?" "The word is Pentecost. It's the birthday of the church," came the answer. Stopping her work, Mom lovingly took Judy by the hand and led her into the living room. Together, they sat down in a favorite chair. Judy opened up her Bible to where she had been reading, and Mom began telling the story of Pentecost. After Jesus arose from the dead, he spent 40 days walking and talking with his closest friends and followers. They were so thrilled that Jesus was alive again, and they listened very carefully to every word as he taught them more about the kingdom of God. Jesus liked mountains a lot. He would go to mountains often to be alone and talk to God. His friends loved Jesus so much and didn't want to leave him. One day, some of his friends joined with the apostles and followed him to a special place. Before they left to go to that special place called the Mount of Olives, Jesus told the apostles that the Holy Spirit would come to help them teach people all over the world about him. When Jesus finished talking about the Holy Spirit, something very strange happened. They watched in amazement as a cloud appeared out of heaven. It surrounded Jesus and lifted him up. He disappeared out of sight. They had never seen anything like that, and they couldn't believe their eyes. They just stood there staring up into the sky. And that's not all. Two angels appeared right beside them, asking why they were just standing there looking up. The angels then said, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." They were certainly glad to hear that, but they still didn't know what to make of it all. This was very puzzling to them, and they weren't exactly sure about what they should do next. One of them remembered the words of Jesus telling them to stay in Jerusalem, so they walked down the mountain and down the dusty road into the city, talking excitedly about what had just happened. The apostles and other friends of Jesus got together in a big room to share thoughts about Jesus being taken away in the cloud. They enjoyed each other's company and had meals together. Then another strange and wonderful thing happened to the apostles. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, came the sound of a rushing, mighty wind. It probably sounded like a huge tornado was right there in the room with them. And that's not all. They saw something that looked like two flames of fire resting just above the heads of the apostles. The apostles were those men Jesus had chosen for very special work. And that's not all. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, languages which they had never learned. The loud noise from the wind plus the speaking in other languages made the people outside of the house begin to wonder what in the world was happening in that room. People came from all around to find out what the commotion was about. They were amazed and thought it was marvelous to hear people speaking in other languages because they knew that the people in the room were all from Galilee and didn't know any other language except their own. Some people were thrilled to be hearing about the wonderful works of God. Other people didn't understand and thought the people in the room were just drunk. With the other apostles nearby, Peter stood up and started preaching to the crowd of people. He explained that no one in the house was drunk and that what they were seeing and hearing was the power of the Holy Spirit. Then he preached about some of the prophecies in the Old Testament. Peter also told the people about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Mom paused for a moment as Judy moved the Bible around a little so she could follow along. Then together they read about how badly the people felt after hearing Peter's sermon and how they were cut to the heart and wanted to know what they needed to do. Judy interrupted and pleaded, "Let me read the rest of the story." Smiling agreeably, Mom nodded yes, and Judy eagerly read the Apostle Peter's answer to the people about what they needed to do. Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Judy read on silently for a brief moment. Then she said with amazement, "Look, Mama, 3,000 people did what Peter said to do." With a joyful tear in her eyes, Mom said, "They sure did, and the church was born on that wonderful day of Pentecost. And all the followers of Jesus were like one family of brothers and sisters. Those who had money gave it to help those who were in need, and some who had lands and houses sold them and gave all for those who were poor. All were happy, praising God, loving and loved by each other. And every day, more and more of those who did what Peter said were added to the church by God." Closing the Bible, Judy hugged her mom. Just then, thunder clapped and lightning flashed across the dark and stormy sky. "Listen to that rain," Mom said. Snuggling up close, Judy responded, "Please, Mama, tell me the rest of the Bible story about the way home to heaven." Mom's reply was not unexpected. "First, help me put some logs on the fire, and then we'll finish the story and go all the way home to heaven together."